Bill Bunch joins us now. He is the executive director of the St. Francis County Community Partnership. And Bill, at the Girls Night Out celebration held on Thursday at Twin Oaks, suffice to say it was a huge success.
It was, and by the noise level, it must be.
literally hundreds upon hundreds of toys.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I believe there's a little more than we got last year, and we're so happy that we can be part of this and benefit from this at the partnership.
So what do efforts like this, drives like this, mean to Season of Hope?
Well, if we didn't have these kinds of things, we wouldn't have Season of Hope, because we don't get government money to do Season of Hope. It's all done by the local communities. We get donations, we get sponsorships from churches, clubs, organizations, individual people. Hundreds of people donate to this every year, as well as corporations and businesses.
So is it too late to make a donation? I know you were, the ladies here were very generous, but is it too late to make a donation?
It is never too late. You can make a donation to Season of Hope at any time of the year. Our big push is this time up to the middle of December. However, any money that comes specifically for Season of Hope stays in that fund, and it stays in till next year, the year after. Anything we have left over stays in Season of Hope.
Now, if folks aren't satisfied with just donating toys, I understand you also could use some sponsors to go out and shop for you.
Oh, absolutely. That's our biggest help. Last year we had 650 kids were sponsored by organizations. In other words, they went out and shopped for those. We didn't have to worry about getting volunteers to do the shopping for them. So people took time out of their busy days to go out and do the shopping themselves. And, you know, I can understand that. When our kids left home, we kind of was, you know, and then what are we going to do at Christmas time? But it's good, and it's really great that people do that. We have, right now, I think we already have three or four churches that have already asked to sponsor over 400 kids. So we're moving up that list, and we hope we get more than 650 sponsors this year.
Bill, if somebody wants to help out the St. Francis County Community Partnership and Season of Hope, what's the best way to reach you?
Give us a call, 760-0212. Talk to Tiffany. She orchestrates this whole thing. I just do the lifting work. Or they can stop by our office at 1101 Weber Road.
Your biggest job will be figuring out how to get all these in your vehicle now, right?
Yeah, that may be tough this year.
Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, that's Bill Bunch with the St. Francis County Community Partnership. Also alongside is Jackie Berry. She helped to organize this year's St. Francis County Relay for Life. And I know we grossed over $5,000. Congratulations.
Woo! That is music to our ears, because, you know, every penny of that stays right here in St. Francis County to help give a hand up to so many people who really deserve it. And not only did we make that over $5,000, but we had a plethora of fantastic toys to kick off the Season of Hope's all their toy season. So we are so excited to be able to help everybody in various ways in the county with just this one fun evening.
And it was fun. A lot of these ladies had a great time tonight.
We had so many returnees. They had called ahead of time and said, we're coming, and we were so excited. And then we had new faces show up, and they had a great time. And it makes us really happy to see everybody having a wonderful time together and having friends connect, people that haven't seen each other for a long time, families that come together, moms and daughters and sisters and so forth. And wow, this it's just a wonderful community event. And so it's exciting to do. I will have to say that during the day, with the weather that wasn't quite so nice, we were a little concerned about the attendance, but my goodness, here they came. They just started coming about 4:30, and they just kept coming. And we just thank the community for being so generous. We thank you all for supporting us. And we really thank the Hudsons for giving us this wonderful event site at Twin Oaks each year. They are so generous to us, and we want to particularly mention that our hearts are out to the Hudson family, to Karen and her family in the passing of Keith. They have been wonderful community people, and we just can't thank them enough.
Well said, and I guess it won't be too much longer before you look back on this one and figure out what we can do better for next year.
That's right. We're always thinking ahead, and it'll be fun to start planning ahead and planning for next year.
You will yell at me if I don't remind you about this. I know you want to thank your committee.
Oh my gosh, I've got the best committee in the world. They were here in force. We have a silent auction. They brought so many things for the silent auction, great things. And the Coldwell Banker people bring us these lottery trees that people just go crazy over. We can't thank them enough. But back to my committee, all the food, we either make it or we buy it or we ask for it. So again, generosity from the community for that. They worked. We found tables and chairs to seat everybody. We just enjoyed counting the money and loading up the toys and everything. And it was my committee that is the backbone of all of this. Couldn't do it without them. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Jackie. Great job as always.
Thank you, Mark. Woohoo!
All right, that's Jackie Berry. She helped put together the Girls Night Out for United Way of St. Francis County. Again, grossing over $5,000 before bills and things like that to be paid. That'll all go back to serving non-for-profit agencies in St. Francis County.